Brashear High School in Pittsburgh serves about 1,300 students, 22% of whom are immigrants or former refugees who are learning to speak English. For a different perspective on U.S. immigration policies and realities, Youth Express spoke to 9 students from Syria, Iraq, and Yemen with a translator when needed to provide perspective and insight into what it's like to be an Arabic-speaking teen in high school.
Hello, my name is Mustafa. I am from Syria. I am grade 9.
Ana ismi Faisal. Ana ساكن بسوريا.
My name is Khaled. I'm from Syria. I'm 12.
Ana Noor من سوريا.
مرحبا أنا اسمي أومو من سوريا.
Hello, I'm Aya and I'm from Syria.
My name is Zakaria. I'm from Yemen. I'm 10th grade.
أنا اسمي عثمان من سوريا.
I'm a 9th grader. I'm from Iraq. I'm Kurdish.
Yeah, hi. My name is Omar Sharafuddin. I'm here at Pittsburgh Public School helping out all the ESL students, specifically Arabic speaking students.
My name is Khaled. I'm 18. I'm came from Syria. I'm looking for new life, new people, for safety, for everything like that.
Marhaba, ana ismi Faisal.
My name is Faisal from Syria. I came to America because of the war, and I'm hoping for a better life, and I am hoping also for everybody to have a good life.
So I'm Muslim, I'm a girl. I wear hijab, scarf, and then like if you walk in the hallways, you will just find those people who stare at you and think that you are a tourist. We're not. We came just to live a peaceful life. We don't need anything here. We just want to continue our life without any problems.
And we are here for talking to people, American or all the people. The Muslim is not terrorist.
I got bullied because I had a friend who was Arabic, and we talked Arabic in class for like some times because like we didn't understand the classes, like the classworks. So we were like discussing it and like, what is it? And sometimes the kids would not even talk with us. They would just ignore us and like talk among themselves. So it was like kind of hard.
Something happened with me when I was in the bus. And I'm talking with my friend in my phone. I'm talking in language Arabic. And some guys sit with me and he said, why are you talking different language? And I said, it's not your business. And he said, you cannot speak that. And I said for him, okay, thank you so much, and I leave it.
His name is Omo, he's from Syria. They escaped the war from his country. The main thing here, we don't want to experience racism in America, and we hope all the world are in peace.
The president, he said we don't need Yemen people. That was the problem we have now. Just we need safety. To be like nice to us, to be happy. We don't need any problem.
I lived in Egypt and Lebanon, and Lebanon wasn't that good because there is a lot of Lebanese people who hate Syrian. I don't know what the reason, but in Egypt, they were really kind in the beginning, in the first 2 years there. They were super kind. They loved us and they accept us between them. And then the president changed to another one. And then when that president came, he just make all the people hate us again. So we had to move to USA. And then in the beginning, we were happy with Barack Obama. And then he changed to Donald. And Donald banned traveling and banned people from 7 countries to come to USA. I don't know what the reason why, but people start to hate us again. I faced the same problem twice in my whole life, and I'm only 17.
I had a friend who had never actually moved out. Like, we know how it feels like to move out and leave everything behind. I moved out 3 times. It was like every 2 years.
I lived in Jordan for 3 years. The life there was so difficult. They hate all Syrians there, and the standard of life there is so poor. No work. Even the schools there is so like poorly managed, and even the students don't like us.
I have a question to all this school. I'm here in this school since 2 months or 3 months. I'm not sure. I don't have any friend American, people American. All my friend Nepali or Arab or Iraq or from Sudan. I don't have any friend from America. I learning the language, and I feel better now. And even now, I don't have any friend from America in this school. Just I need to know why, because I'm Arabic or because I'm Muslim or because what? Just I need this.
I feel like I just want a safe place to live in.
Hear more perspectives and insights from Pittsburgh area youth at youthexpress.org.